531. PM News at 6. Kia rana I te ia ahiahi. I'm Nemai Vudango. A Cook Islands historian says it's time for the Cook Islands to step up and become a full member of the Commonwealth. Howard Henry says this would be an easier first step than a United Nations membership and put the Cook Islands on the world stage.
One just needs to have a look at the Commonwealth, any of the websites and membership. Every country's there that's a member. Their flags are all there. Cook Islands is nowhere. We're not mentioned anywhere, so as far as the Commonwealth is concerned, we don't exist. And yet, the people of the Cook Islands have been British subjects of the British Empire and the Commonwealth for more than 120 years.
Henry says a formal request could be made before the next Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which will be held in Samoa in 2024. A leading Pacific media producer says he's nervous about the merging of TVNZ and RNZ. Tawale O'o Stephen Stelling, who's worked for TVNZ and produces Tangata Pacifica, says there's a lot unknown at this stage. He's worried that Pacifica content won't feature in the new entity and funding won't be available to reach Pacific audiences.
As infuriating as it is to have a middle party, New Zealand On Air fulfilled a great moderating influence, because the harsh reality of commercial television, in our experience, has just wiped us out to the side.
A senior Tongan fisheries officials urging Pacific countries to take notice of warnings about the impact of climate change on tuna stocks. The CEO of the Tongan Ministry of Fisheries, Dr. Tu'i Kolongahau Halafihi, was speaking at the Pacific Tuna Commission's meeting in Vietnam. He says the commission needs to pay attention to warnings by scientists that tuna stocks will move eastwards out of Pacific Island countries' jurisdiction as the climate crisis intensifies. A groundbreaking ceremony has been held in Basio in Kiribati of a new open integrated market. The construction of the market is being funded by a $6 million contribution from Australia. The acting Australian High Commissioner Timothy Gill says it will make a big difference to domestic trade.
The new market is expected to significantly enhance Kiribati's inter-island domestic trade activities, better linking producers on the outer islands with the growing market in South Tarawa.
The Pacific Conference of Churches is calling for a boycott of all Indonesian products and programs until Indonesia facilitates a visit to West Papua by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. They say the visit's needed to investigate reported human rights abuses in West Papua. Secretary General Reverend James Bagwan says Indonesia needs to honor their commitment to this visit, which was made 4 years ago. An ancient order of Jerusalem is looking to establish a chapter in Tonga. The Order of St. Lazarus came to the aid of Tonga after the volcanic eruption in January this year with a donation of more than $50,000. Lady Cassandra Vaia will lead the order in Tonga and says Tonga will benefit greatly from its generosity.
It has been donated last year, a little bit over 13,000 worth of devices in assistance to the development of the order by some going into Her Majesty's charity. My investiture was the Dame of Grace, interim commander of the Order of St. Lazarus to Tonga.
A Pacifica-infused orchestral performance will be showing for the first time in Wellington tonight. The Mana Moana Project is a collaboration between the Wellington Signature Choir and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Songs from Tonga, Samoa, Niue, Tokelau, Fiji and Cook Islands will fill the Michael Fowler Centre. Signature Choir musical director Fepulea'i Helen Tupai says the project's revitalising iconic anthems from the Pacific. That's PME News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmenews.co.nz.